fruity, fruity. Don't you dare come into those games. Milk, milk, snake's gonna eat your ass.
Milk, 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 snake's gonna eat you ass. Milk, 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 snake's gonna eat you ass. Ass. Milk, 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 snake's gonna eat you ass.
Heute eine Redaktion Universal-Sendung. Ja, this on a special occasion, a meeting that we had in Tokyo in August. So I met there Koppe, and she produced now a radio show for Radio X today for on the 3rd of October. Yeah, it's called In Conversation with Koppe, one of electronic music's most colorful and respected cult players. Koppe, the legendary godmother of Japanese electronics, will play her first German live show in her 19-year career on Saturday 4th October at Madame Claude in Berlin. To mark the occasion, Koppe sits now, as when you listen then to the show they produced, sits down with Lee, her tour manager and head of London-based electronica label Bit Phalanx Music, for an intimate conversation through her extensive collaborations, releases, actual time spam, and so much more, exclusively for Radio X. All backed by an exclusive selection of tracks from her extensive catalog, plus cuts from her current acclaimed album, Void. The tracklist. You can find then the tracklist on the webpage fee.org. For example, on the radio. And so let's listen. Here in the studio is Felicia Herrschaft. See you.
Hello, this is Leigh from Bit Phalanx in London. We are here with Koppe all the way from Japan / Mars. That means hello.
All the way from Mars.
All the way from Mars.
Kopski, mango and sweet rice. Minasama ってことでしょ? Radio X. 91.8 FM.
And 99.85 cable. Not sure what that means, but I'm sure you do. So we're on tour.
Yes, again.
What we're doing? Jeez. Tell us what we're doing.
You tell me.
Well, we've been doing it for 4 years. This is our fourth year now, isn't it?
As soon as I get off the plane, I go rush into the rehearsal studio. No, but it's been super fun.
Well, a bit of perspective. So right now we're touring because you've released your 15th album last year.
Number 15, Void.
Tell us a bit about Void.
Void.
That's all there is to know about the album.
Void.
So who did you work with? Tell us a bit about the album.
Who did I work with? Well, the opening track was done by my dear friend from San Francisco, Kit Clayton. And then who else is on it? I can't remember.
You've got Chris Mostel helping you out on a beautiful song called Swan Song.
Right, Chris Mostel. You, Lee, I can't even remember what I ate last night.
Well, as tour manager, it's my job to try and remember things at least.
Yes,
at least
I do. Although I do remember this is Radio X, Frankfurt.
Yeah.
Right?
It's our first time in Berlin.
Let's talk about Frankfurt. I've been to Frankfurt.
When did you go to Frankfurt?
If I remember correctly, I can't remember which year. But I got to visit the K7.
Ah, yeah.
Yes, at that time I was so into Kure and Dorfmeister and those people.
Mm.
And I really wanted to visit K7.
But you've never been to Berlin before?
I think I did. I think I was hanging out with Terra Nova people and Jazza Nova people. Actually, I really, really wanted to say hello to Fetish. From Terra Nova. Fetish, if you're listening to me right now, please get in touch.
Come to the gig.
Yes, Berlin, Madame
Claude. Madame Claude.
Wow!
Madame Claude. I can't remember the address, but we're playing there
The 4th of October.
Yeah, 4th of October, yes. From like 9 p.m. or something.
10月4日土曜日の夜です.
Yes. We've been doing UK tours for about 3 years now. This is our 4th one.
Well, with you for three years.
Because you played before we met. You played...
Well, actually, today I was at the Vibe Bar in Brick Lane.
Yeah.
That's where I performed in London for the very first time.
Do you remember when?
No, 2007,
2008. Wow.
Something like that. And the reason why I picked that venue was because that's where Warp had Warp 10 party.
Oh, was it?
And okay. I met with Richard D. James on that trip.
Nice.
At the Vibe Bar.
How was he?
Brilliant.
You got a poster of your tour next to his new album poster in London today. That was quite cool. Not bad company there at all.
Christ.
Yeah.
For the first time, I'm so into Boards of Canada.
Everyone's into Boards of Canada.
I mean,
this guy called Chris Horn, brilliant producer. He goes by the name of Christ now.
Christ.
Yeah. And he was part of Boards of Canada during their Tourism era.
Yes.
A brilliant mini album they released in 95.
I love it, period.
Yes. And his stuff ever since then, he's worked with, he's part of Hexagon Sun back in the day and then moved on to Bembecula Records, which was a brilliant Scottish label. And they really knew how to do things themselves and self-publish everything. And
unlike Sweet Rice.
Mango and Sweet Rice, your label. It's been doing well for nearly 20 years.
Next year is going to be big 20.
Yeah.
In it.
Big plans.
I gotta get my beep together.
Getting there slowly. Getting there.
No, but forget about Mango and Sweet Rice. Let's play Christ stuff. We know Christ.
Yeah. Well, we've not actually met him yet in person.
No, I can't wait. I'm counting days.
Yeah.
Well,
after the Berlin gig, the weekend after on the 11th of October, which is a Saturday, we play a super cute venue called the Fruit Market Gallery.
Yes, so colourful.
Super great place.
Exciting. I can't wait to go there.
And that's where we'll be playing with Christ for the first time, and then he'll join us the day afterwards on the 12th in Birmingham. That's in the Midlands in the UK. And then we come down to play one final gig at the wonderful Proud Gallery in Camden Market.
Yes, where Cyberdog is.
Yeah, next door to Cyberdog and all the other crazy little stores around there.
Yeah, Camden, my city.
It's a little kind of... It's like Harajuku in London, but cooler.
Exactly. It's total Harajuku, like Takeshita Dori, but a little bit better, I think.
Better?
Yeah, and you know, Camden Market, you get off the tube station and then you walk to the right, and there's a market area where they sell my favorite brand, Tuck shoes.
Oh, the little cute kitty shoes.
Yes, it's like my annual duty. To buy a pair of Tuck.
We haven't bought any yet.
Wow, I just arrived here.
That's not good enough. We still need to get some shoes sorted.
Exactly.
We've had 3 days. That's plenty of time to get shoes. We're terrible.
Tuck.
Yeah, we need to sort those shoes out. Let's see if we can get some pink ones this year. Something like that, yeah. So next year, Mango and Sweet Rice's 20th anniversary.
What do we do?
Well, that's what we're working out now. But yes. We're trying to do it well, whatever we do. So your Mango Sweet Rice was born in 1995.
95, yes.
So
in Arizona.
And that was with your self-titled first album.
Yeah, believe it or not, I did everything all by myself. I had this 8-track open reel TIAC machine.
Aww.
And I would do my voice on channel 8 and channel 1. And then I would do some keyboards on 2 and 7. And pretty soon that 8's gonna be gone, you know? So like you have to pinpoint like... but anyway, so I've learned really quick that can't do an album all by yourself.
You managed
Kopski, you need some help.
You managed it on the first album.
Yeah, I met with Jordy, Mr. Hormel.
Okay.
In Arizona, this is going to be a story.
Go on, go for it.
He used to play this honky-tonk piano at Wrigley Mansion.
Okay.
Cool jazz piano guy. And I used to go there for Sunday brunches. And eventually I met with Jordy. Jordy, back then, he was like 70 years old.
Okay.
70, maybe 75. Oji-san playing honky-tonk piano, jazz, ripping it, yeah?
Yeah.
So eventually I got to meet with him, and then he invited me to his studio. Now, I found that he lived in this castle on Camelback Mountain.
Nice.
Who would have thought, because he never dressed up. I thought it was like a hippie dude. Cool hippie dude. No, he was Mr. Hormel. You know the Spam company.
Oh, really?
Yes.
No way. He owned the Spam. He owns Spam.
Yes. Yes. Then on the Camelback Mountain. So I rolled off. Yeah. And life is beautiful, isn't it? So at that time, I was...
Is he surrounded by Spam in his castle?
No. Luckily, I was a vegetarian. So and I was nearly done with my CD, but he invited me to the studio and he says, well, just master it here. And I go, really? So his studio in this gigantic mansion, the studio is gigantic as well. And he told me that it used to be a bowling alley.
Wow.
But he wasn't into bowling, so he converted into a studio.
That's a big studio.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
Wow.
Yes. So that's how I finished my very first CD.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. The first song was called G-Spot. You got to find my G-Spot.
Oh, that's a blast from the past. So with the next albums, you started collaborating with a lot more producers.
Yes, so. Billy, Terry D.
Yeah.
Ah, he's a genius. I was just hanging out with Nico yesterday, and we were talking about Billy, which is Terry D. He's a genius. He still lives in Arizona. Him and Steph were in this unit called All of M. I think that album, Blue Time Machine. Actually, that's when I pressed my 12-inch for the very first time.
Record. So that's when you started kind of experimenting with more drum and bassy stuff, and was that on that album?
No, drum and bassy one was my fourth release called Mercury.
That was when
I encountered with Nico from No U-Turn.
Nico
and Ditchkin flew over to my house in Arizona, and we needed to finish it like, it was 2 weeks or 2 months, I can't remember. But some two.
Yeah.
And
not 2 years.
No. And we managed to do it. That was Mercury. Number one was Coupe. Number two was with Billy and Stan.
Oven.
Yeah. Number three, Peppermint. It was a Peppermint, yes.
Yeah,
that was still my favorite album.
Really, your favorite?
Yeah, because that is the album that I got to work with Plaid Guys for the first time.
Yeah.
You did Damago Mugoyo. Yeah, brilliant tracks. And then Vadim.
Some great collaborators on
that. Yeah, that's a beautiful... Swamp.
Yeah. I love that one.
Yeah, brilliant album.
I think one of my favourite tracks of yours ever is still off that album. It's Jan, Jeff and Jungle Curry with Plaid.
See, Plaid ones.
Yeah.
You know, Ed and Andy, they hardly work together in a studio at the same time. Andy does something and then give it to Ed, and Ed does something to it and then gives it back to him. But for that track, I said, well, no, let's all go into the studio together.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we did, all three of us, in the studio, just experimenting.
Great minds think alike, it's a brilliant track.
It was a brilliant moment. All the way from Frankfurt.
So skipping forward a little bit, you then pretty much like nearly every year released a new album.
I am a bona fide music junkie.
Yeah.
I have to be recording all the time.
Yeah. So I think it got to about 2004 and there was... I don't know if it was as big as I recall, but there was a song called I Lick My Brain in Silence. But that actually seemed to catch quite a lot of attention because the likes of Imogen Heap, who's pretty big in the UK, she seemed to really take to that track, and she played it on national radio in the UK, and that opened you up to a new audience here a little bit.
Really? I didn't know about this.
Yeah, Imogen Heap, because we have a mutual friend called Jason in Manchester, and that's how he found you.
Really?
Because Imogen Heap played that song in like an interview. These are my favourite songs of 2004. Did you know this?
No, but Imi showed up in my studio in Tokyo out of the blue, and I didn't know who Imogen Heap was.
Yeah.
I don't know very many artists.
Yeah.
And she wanted to come visit me in my studio in Tokyo. Nice. So I go, come on over. So before you know it, we were like jamming in the studio. And we got hungry, so we went over to this little okonomiyaki restaurant. And that's when she told me, like, she started to explain about who she was. I've worked with Brian Eno, she says. And I go, what? Who are you? Excuse me? Yeah, and then she gave me her music and voila.
Nice.
Yeah. And, but she really liked my producer for the 8th album, Ryan Breen.
Yes.
And so I hooked him up, and Rajski since then went on Amy's tours, I think. A few years. Yeah. I don't know if they're still working together or not.
I'm not sure.
How is Amy? Amy, where are you?
Drop us a line in between.
Yes. Right here on Radio X Frankfurt.
Beyond the number eight, wasn't it? It was just called Eight, that album.
Yeah, because number eight, it was my eighth CD.
No way.
And at the time, Ryan Breen, used to be my engineer, my helper, and the producer for that album.
Yeah.
His favorite number was eight because his birthday is August the 8th.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we called it Eight.
That makes more sense than just because it was your eighth release.
Exactly.
Nice,
and then
nice.
From there, I kind of got lazy, and my ninth and tenth release, I called it 9 and 10.
It was a double, wasn't it? That was the double
album.
Yeah,
so it was a 10th anniversary double CD.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
That was quite a crazy, huge collection, wasn't it? That's got all sorts of everything on.
Ketel, Nobuka's Takemura.
Is Plaid on that
Cuba,
one as well?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Tipsy.
Pretty crazy full collection. It's like 32 tracks or something.
I can't remember. I knew it was too many.
Even for a double album.
Yeah. Yeah, I had no intention of doing double, but basically Torx said to Copes, it's impossible to fit on one CD. So we had to do two.
So after that came... It's so... difficult remembering so many releases of yours. Filamente
is number 11. Yes,
that's a really beautiful entire collection.
Really,
I think it really flows beautifully as a whole album, even though it's so long. It's still like 16 or 17 tracks, but that's got like some of your big hits. It's got the Plaid remix of Lavender Oil,
right,
which is a massive track, brilliant track.
You know, Ketel, Rayma, my dear friend, when we worked together for the first time for 9 and 10th release, he's done this original track called Lavender Oil. My tears become lavender oil. And all I did was email him my raw voice file. My tears become oil, lavender oil. That's all I sent him. But he made this beautiful, almost like a symphony, and he did two different versions, the beaty ones and the slower ones.
Yeah.
And his request was, Copes, if you're connected to Plaid, I love Plaid, so please ask them to remix.
Yeah.
And they met, and Ed and Monty remixed it, and yeah.
So Raymer Kettle had never met with Plaid before
that? I don't know if they've ever met or not. But they weren't really close.
Right.
Now they're like buddy buddies.
Nice.
Yes.
Bringing people together.
I love doing this. I think it's one of my main tasks.
Yeah.
While I'm on this planet Earth, I think I connect people.
I have said this about you several times. You are the electronic music equivalent of the Kevin Bacon game.
Who's Kevin Bacon?
The big American actor who used to be in every single film ever.
Bigger than Sean Penn?
Probably in the 80s, because he was in Footloose and things like that.
Ah, Kenny Loggins, yeah. Ah, okay, I know.
Because there was a joke about Kevin Bacon that you could name any other actor and link him to Kevin Bacon in like three moves.
Really?
Yeah, and that's like you respect. With electronic producers and musicians.
What?
And
I'm not that old.
Within our genre anyway, within electronic music perhaps.
I do meet with loads of people. Today I met three really interesting people just drinking a pear cider at the Vibe Bar.
Yeah. The world gets a little smaller whenever you're around, that's for sure. Definitely.
Mm.
So where were we at? We got Filamente.
Filamente, yes.
And then it was the 12th album, Artificial Insemination.
Yes, that title, my dear friend who you've met, Alex.
Yes.
He goes, we're like the bestest buddies in Tokyo. And he insisted, you have to call your next album Artificial Insemination. Don't call it number 12, please.
That's just lazy.
Artificial Insemination, yeah, cool, all right. Yes, and so...
What was his logic behind that?
You have to ask Alex about that. But, you know, the baby Kopski.
The fetuses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was born from there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that album, had a song on it that kind of changed my label's life for sure.
Really? What happened?
Because there was a song, Yogurt.
That was on number 12.
Okay. And that was the song that kind of I discovered you through. we have a mutual friend called Kelly, and Miss right. Kelly Alley from the Sneaker Pimps.
Yes.
She was the lead singer of the Sneaker Pimps for their Becoming X and Spin, Spin, Sugar.
Right, I used to love that track.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Kelly's got my first CD.
Yeah.
When she came to Arizona with Sneaker Pimps,
yeah.
I came up to her and gave her my very first CD, which I finished at the Spam.
Spam Factory.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And Kelly is the one who introduced me to you.
Yeah, it was a very small world. Because I remember seeing you have done a gig, or was just about to do a gig, at a venue called Ginglick in Shepherd's Bush.
Right, toilet or something.
Yeah, it was an underground toilet just outside Shepherd's Bush Empire.
Yes.
And they converted it into this really cool little comedy club and bar, and this little cool venue. And I remember I was on their mailing list, and I saw this kind of picture of you. It's the cover of the 9 and 10 album with you in the headphones.
Ah.
And they used that as like the poster. And that's where I got the whole, the daughter of Aphex Twin and Björk. They used
Who said that?
That for Ginglick.
No
That's
way.
Where I first got it from.
Oh my goodness.
So it's his fault. If you don't like that line that I've stolen for the last 4 years, it's Colin's fault.
Wow. So, but you know, that 9 and 10, the cover photo.
Brilliant picture.
Was taken by this guy. His name is Tony Williams.
Yes.
Now he's in Perth, Australia.
Yeah.
He's one of the most respected designer that I know around me.
Yeah, it's beautiful stuff.
He actually he's the one who did the Void.
Yeah, the new Void.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes.
With the yogurt with Kelly.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, I saw the poster of you at the Ginglick Club. I think I was just busy on the night because I'd seen your name around over the years. I'd seen you work with Plaid, but I'd never really checked you out. I'd never really got around to it.
Because I float around.
You are. It? Yeah, your music just has to appear in people's lives.
PDD. Yes.
But I remember kind of not going to the gig and being a little bit gutted about it afterwards, and I just thought, oh, okay, well, I've missed that opportunity, never mind. And then I saw Kelly talking about you on Facebook, and I was like, so I messaged Kelly because I used to work for One Little Indian Record, so Kelly and I go back a few years, and Kelly, how do you know this Cope lady? And she's like, oh my God, you guys need to meet, you need to work together, because she's been doing music for years, you run an electronic label, you have to hook up.
Aww.
And so she hooked us up, and the first project we did, you and I, was I hooked you up with some of my BitPhalanx roster artists
for
a remix collection of Yoga.
Right.
And that was technically your 13th release.
That's right.
And we did that, which was it's a bit of a sad circumstance because originally we were just working on some remixes, but it was a charity album in wake of the tsunami and earthquake.
That's right. It was right after the 311 thing.
Yeah.
Japan's been through loads. You know, it just Ontake-san.
The volcano,
yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was talking to my mama yesterday. I mean, Tokyo is fine and dandy, but like, but all of a sudden, out of the blue.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the earth is changing.
That country's got some issues, it really has.
I know. Yes, yes.
So we ended up doing a whole album of yogurt remixes.
Yes.
Like 16 of them or something.
God,
I still love that album.
Mental.
It's a brilliant album.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I remember one of BitPhalanx's first full CD releases.
Really?
Yeah, it's one of our first ones. And I still remember a great review we had, and it said, this album's better than it should be for 16 remixes of the same song.
Exactly.
Brilliant. I'll settle for that. That's fine. And so on the back of that, that's when we did our first tour in 2011.
That's right.
And life has never been the same since.
But each and every year it grows.
Yeah.
Family gets bigger.
We work with new people.
Yeah.
We get bigger names on board.
I'm loving it.
It's been brilliant.
Yeah.
And the great thing about the tours every year is they've grown in scale. We started in some quite rough little pubs. And the first couple of gigs were hilarious. There was the heat wave where you had a flute player in the band and her keys were sticking because it was so
right.
Awkward. But that was 2011, and then since then, every year the tours have got bigger, stronger, better. We've worked with better venues.
Yeah, Mixmaster Morris was...
We've had so many guests. We've had Mixmaster Morris, we've had Plaid, Addictive TV.
That's right.
A crazy Finnish lady called HK119.
Right.
The Gas Man, several other Planet Mew artists have joined us. Yeah. We had Chevron, Mrs. Jinx, I believe, as well.
That's right, yeah.
Modified Toy Orchestra.
Yes. Yes.
There's so many.
The family's grown bigger and bigger.
And this year we've got Christ, of course, who can't wait.
Man into a shock.
We still haven't met him.
Right.
But he was on the Yoga album. He did a beautiful remix.
Brilliant remix.
But we totally forgot to ask him. Dave, if you're listening to Radio X Frankfurt 91.8 FM
next year.
Join us. Every year we mean to ask you, but we totally flaked out this year. A huge apologies.
I've asked about you to Lee, and
it's always been bad timing in the past. Yeah. He's always been really, really busy. But
maybe next year.
I'd love that, Dave. Please accept this as a formal invite to join us for the 20th anniversary of Mango Sweet Rice Records next year. Please, we love you.
Right here on Radio X Frankfurt. 91.8 FM.
99.85 Cable, Radio X Frankfurt.
Radio X Frankfurt からお届けしました。
So after Yogurt, then came Raise, the Raise album.
Right, that's Nika Nikakoi.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, that's another artist. I am so blessed. I'm surrounded with all these very valuable, talented producers.
Definitely.
Because they all know that I need some help.
Well, that was your first album in a very long time where you pretty much worked with just one producer for the
yes,
whole thing.
Yes, yes.
Because all your
really
other
help.
Ones have been collaboration.
Yes, because I'm recording all the time. Mm. So when I have enough tracks, I have a new release.
So what was it, why with Raise, on the Raise album with Nikakoi, why did you say, I'm just going to work with Nika?
That was the magical encounter. We met and we hit it off right away.
Nice.
Instantly, and we decided, well, maybe we'll just do one track. And we finished Forbidden, and that was so good. And Nika says, well, maybe we'll do one more. And second song, and then I go, well, Nika, maybe should we do another one? So like, it just kept on, we just kept on recording together.
Then you had a whole album?
Yes, nice. In no time.
Nice.
And Tone is my assistant back in Tokyo. Tone was amazed that how, you know, Nika's speed, how quickly he works.
How quickly was the album done from start to finish then?
Probably like a month.
Wow, that's quick.
Maybe less than 2 months. Yeah.
It took longer to design it and package it. Because that was the album that we did the crazy, wonderful, it looks like a little washing machine. It's a
what?
Box set.
The
Raise is on CD, Raise album's
right.
on CD, and then
right.
it also comes with a Lego shaped USB.
Right.
Copy in a block.
I was on the USA tip back then. Because the copy in the pill. That USB was shaped like a little capsule.
Medicine pill.
Yeah, right. That was so cool. Yeah. And then, next USB, what can I do?
Yeah.
And I was Googling. And then I found this Lego shaped one.
Cute.
Yes. So, copying block.
And so that was the nice, sexy box set with the Ray CD.
Yes. And then my USB tip. Was like faded away.
You're over USB.
Well, I really, really wanted to do vinyl.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but this heat wave of vinyl came back to me. Cope's vinyl.
Well, there's been a huge resurgence in vinyl over the last 5 years, maybe longer.
Really?
Yeah, vinyl's massive over here, and they do record store day now here, where they basically release limited edition vinyls for just one day of the year, really.
Great.
And it's become this massive thing. The major labels have got involved, which has spoiled it a little bit. But vinyl, off the back of all that, all the independent artists and labels are just releasing it themselves.
Great.
Which is brilliant. So, sadly, the vinyl plants can't keep up. There's like a 6 month waiting list to get vinyls pressed.
Let's open up a vinyl plant then.
Save your pennies for the machines, they cost a fortune.
Wow, that's a great idea actually.
It is a cool
I
idea.
I want to press my own vinyl.
In your
How
bedroom?
How cool is that, yes.
At the full...
Or kitchen or toilet or, you know, anywhere.
That'd be cool.
To have a vinyl pressing thing?
That'd
yes!
Cool. Let's do it.
Yes.
Let's do it.
For maybe next year.
That'd be cool.
Well, yes.
The vinyl thing's what got you onto the 15th CD, 15th
yes.
album, because
right.
it comes with a 5-inch, super cute,
Isn't
actual
that cute?
Vinyl. It's brilliant.
It's brilliant.
So that's the Void album, the new one.
Yes.
Ta-da!
Ta-da! Should we listen to something from Void?
Let's.
Right here on Radio X Frankfurt.
91.8 FM.
In 99.85 cable.
Listen to Thunder from Boyd.
Oh.
So let's just wind this up now with the tour and plans ahead of the tour now. So yeah, we're playing in Berlin, Madame Claude, on Saturday the 4th, which is going to be our first time playing in Berlin. It's going to be really, really fun. And
first time Berlin. Hello Berlin.
Aloha. Aloha Berlin.
Berlin の皆様、絶対絶対来てください。
And then the week after we go to Edinburgh.
Yes.
First time in Edinburgh as well too. We played in Glasgow last year.
Glasgow. Yo, Matt.
This is the first time in Edinburgh, which is such a beautiful place. You will absolutely love it. It's
gorgeous. Can't wait.
It's beautiful.
And finally, we get to meet with Christ.
Yeah.
Yes, Christ was nice enough to say yes when I said, Christ, let's, Christ, Jesus Christ.
No, no, Jesus Christ.
No, I didn't say it like that, but I mean, you know, I love Boys of Canada and I love your sound. Can we do a chat together? And Christ says, well, I don't see why not. So he gave me the beats and oh my goodness, it's so angelic.
It's beautiful.
5 minutes,
yeah.
Maybe 10, went into the studio with Tones and I went, his beats were so big. His beats made me an angel.
Aww.
For that day.
Aww.
It didn't last. But
devil again now. Yeah. Back to being a
back
devil.
To devil.
Back to devil.
But I decided to call it Kemuri, which means smoke.
Okay.
I'm talking about these precious feelings and energies that you can't see but definitely feel.
Aww.
And
like it's a connection with a musician you've got there.
Everything, connection with everything.
Nice.
Yeah, being in touch with love, ki, energy, vitamins, Buddha, Christ.
There you go.
Yes, it's called Kemuri.
Nice.
Maybe we can premiere.
We'll have to see about that one.
Okay, that's Christ.
Well, if you come to the gigs, we will be playing it at the gigs, though, won't
we? That's right, yeah.
So that should be on your 16th CD, which
yes,
will be your 20th
sure.
anniversary release next
right.
year.
Right, the 20th anniversary release is going to be super special.
Yeah.
I already have, like, so many different tracks, so you're going to have to do this again. This yes, this no, this yes, this no.
There's going to be a lot of back and forth sorting this one out.
Yeah, there's this track called Beethoven and...
Also going to be played at the gigs.
Yes, by Atom and Chris Mostel.
Did he do the lyrics on that one as well?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Yes, I just thought that was you and Atom TM.
No, it's Chris Mostel, Atom TM, and myself.
That's a good collaboration.
And also, Ketel and me were doing this brilliant track. It's a jazz thing. Ketel Rema is a jazz guy, proper jazz guy.
Yeah.
When he comes to Japan, we go hit karaoke. He sings very good.
Proper
he might be singing.
Wow, I've never heard him sing.
I'm so hoping that he would sing.
That's awesome.
It would be so awesome. We're doing this Billie Holiday track called You're My Thrill.
Oh.
That's going to be brilliant. What else?
Who else is on there?
Christ
on there.
And hopefully Ed and Andy Platt.
On the song that you've been working on for like 5 years now. You just go down to the Platt shed and just...
Oh,
what do you actually get done with the guys when you're down there? Just catching up another time.
Oh dear. Andy!
I want to hear this track. Come on, guys. I want to hear it. Come on.
Oh, we have Atomic Pussycat to like so many different tracks. Well, we'll see.
Is it called Atomic Pussycat?
Well, the one that we were working on last year was called Atomic Pussycat Cat. Yeah.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Well, is that the song you're going to be working on this year with them?
Hey, you tell me. It beats me.
Well, fingers crossed it gets on the next release. Come on. 20th anniversary, guys. You've got to be
yes,
part of it.
Please,
come on.
Yes,
no pressure. Well, yeah, yeah, for the 20th anniversary, which will be the 16th release, 16th
yes,
album.
Yes.
I
want this to be a clear vinyl.
Yeah.
A proper, not 5-inch, but
inch.
Proper 12-inch, a clear vinyl. I want this to be super special. 20 years of losing money and still going at it? Sheesh.
That is an achievement.
This is nothing but passion.
Yeah.
You know, I have no idea where this comes from. It's coming from my belly, I think. And it's germinating 24/7. Somebody stop me.
No. Because my October would be quieter if you weren't here touring. I look forward to October.
I only have one question. Where's my print?
Maybe he's in Berlin.
You think?
There's only one way to find out. If Coppé's Prince is out there, come to the gig on the 4th.
Oh, you have to come kidnap me.
Not literally, we're not insured.
I am so ready.
Maybe, can you speak any German?
Nein. Frankfurt.
Frankfurt oder
Euro? No. Der ist dem denn. Ah, I know. Wiener Schnitzel.
What does that mean?
Wiener Schnitzel? You know, the hot dog thing.
Yeah, if Coppé's Prince is in Berlin, he might have to speak English or Japanese or Martian. But yes, playing Madame Claude on Saturday the 4th of October.
Guten Morgen.
It's going to be our first time there. We've got a beautiful band kind of lined up. Really, really fun musicians.
Guten Tag.
Songs from Void, some classics, some from the next release from next year. And going to have lots of great visuals. God knows what you're going to be wearing, but it will be spectacular.
Something white to go with Void.
Yes, the whole Void album was all very beautiful white. And
yes. Ah, did I tell you about this? The bubbly, bubbly material?
Bubble wrap?
Yes.
Go on.
For some reason I thought, white. Maybe I can use this bubble wrap.
Bubble wrap's transparent.
Yes, but it's a white one.
You're gonna have to wear like white panties and bra, basically.
No. These bubble wraps are whiter.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's fun.
So you're wearing bubble wrap.
Yes.
Brilliant. So we can push her over and she won't feel a thing. Fantastic. So yeah, October 4th in Berlin, Madame Claude. It's gonna be our first time. Come and join us. It's gonna be fun. And thank you very much to
Felicia,
Radio X Frankfurt, 91.8 FM, 99.85 cable. It's been fun. I've been Lee from Bit Phalanx Music in London with this crazy lady.
All the way from Mars, Mango and Sweet Rice Kopski, right here on Radio X Frankfurt. Bye bye.
Aloha.
Hello.
Justin. Awesome.